Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Healthcare Business Women's Association Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Julie Kelly, and I'm an HBA, as we call it, volunteer leader, and also your host for the 2017 HBA Podcast Programming Series. And for those of you who are not familiar with the HBA, it's a global nonprofit organization comprised of individuals and organizations from across the healthcare industry committed to achieving gender parity in leadership positions, facilitating career and business connections, and providing effective practices that enable organizations to realize the full potential of their female talent. Now, each year, the HBA hosts a conference with a content specific to the development of women in the business of healthcare. And today, I have the pleasure of speaking with one of their pre-conference seminar leaders, Karen Huff, who is the founder and CEO of Improv Edge. And Karen is going to share more about her seminar, her pre-conference seminar, titled Women and Negotiation, Developing Powerful New Skills Using Improv. So what an interesting topic. And welcome, Karen. Let's get this conversation going. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Julie. Thanks so much. That was a great introduction. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. So Karen, what an interesting company and what an interesting seminar. Tell us a bit about yourself and your company.
Oh, sure. So Improv Edge came about because I have had a number of lives, which I bet a lot of the women out here have had. I'm sure you have too, right? We've all had more than one life at this point. And I was lucky enough that one of my early lives was as a professional actor and improviser. I learned to do improv at Yale. And I went on to train and perform with the Second City in Chicago, and I had a really fantastic career as a professional actor. I had actually started acting when I was 5. And, you know, I had a great agent, Julie. You've got to give them credit. I did film and TV and radio and lots of improv and stage. And so I had a great career. Now, when I married my husband and moved to New York, I never saw the man. And I also really felt like I needed a new challenge. I had let that horse run. I'd had a good measure of success. And so I got really interested in the growing field of the internet, and especially network engineering, and I went into IT without any education or background whatsoever. Right, exactly. So I got a job. I didn't lie. I told them I didn't know what I was doing, and I crammed and took classes every night. And the truth of the matter is that I improvised every day. Okay.
Wow.
I'm trying
to connect these dots, and I'm having a hard time, Karen, but I'm giving you lots of props here. So improv is very powerful. Very powerful sound.
It is. And the skills that you learn as an improviser are, you know, it's the ability to collaborate with people you may have never met. It's the ability to think of creative ideas. It's the ability to adapt and be flexible, which I think right now in the world is incredibly meaningful because things are changing all of the time. And our ability to be present and to be adaptable and flexible and collaborative. And, you know, after this happened, I thought, you know, I think I have something going on here that could really help a lot of professionals, because it certainly allowed me to be, I would say, far more successful than I ever imagined in the network engineering field. And Wharton Business School agreed to let me research this. So they worked with us to test the information, to test the exercises with MBA students. We looked at the psychology and the science and the neuroscience behind it and trademarked all of the ideas. And it was an amazing opportunity to kick this off from a research standpoint. And we continue to collaborate with other MBA programs around the country. So we are always looking deeper at human behavior, what's the neuroscience behind all this, and most importantly, how does improv make us more powerful and better, no matter where we are?
Wow, this is really exciting stuff. So, Karen, I have experienced Second City at, the HBA had the leadership meeting in Chicago one year, so that was a whole lot of fun. And so it's not the first time, I think, that you've been at an HBA conference. Is that true? How did you get involved?
No, actually, no. I've been involved with HBA since I was trying to remember this morning, Julie, if it was either 2012 or 2013.
Oh my goodness!
Okay. I've been involved not only at the national level as a seminar and workshop leader and speaker, but I've also worked with a lot of the regions, Mid-Atlantic, St. Louis. I've been a speaker for many of their events. I am completely pumped by this organization. I feel like every time I'm there, the women are so engaged. And we keep having these really meaningful conversations around where are we going as an industry? Where am I as a woman? How can I collaborate on a higher level? It's very energizing and very meaningful to me.
Yes, and we value everything that you do for us, so you need to know that. So let's get a little more specific. Your seminar is going to be held on Monday, November 6th, prior to the annual conference. It's going to be held at Philadelphia Marriott. It's going to be a three-hour, action-packed, I am sure, seminar from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the title, again, is Women in Negotiation, Developing Powerful New Skills Using Improv. So let's take a listen to some of the objectives and what we can expect as an attendee.
Absolutely. So one of the most important things that we do in the seminar is we raise awareness of the differences between genders, specifically in the situation of negotiation. Now, I'd say probably 9 or 10 years ago, I started my research around negotiation. Just as a general topic, was interviewing specialists, was doing a ton of behavioral research, and I kept falling upon and finding information about gender differences. So I started to pull this together and realized that there was a whole other piece of this that only had to do with women. And there's some incredible literature out there. In the workshop, we're going to raise awareness of what are the things that we tend to do that really get us in trouble or that put us behind the eight ball. And then in addition, I also felt like there were some major strengths that I uncovered that women bring to the table that often are not recognized as strengths. That the more I negotiated and the more I worked with women to negotiate, we bring an incredible ability to collaborate, an amazing ability to resolve conflict, and all of these are very, very powerful tools in negotiation. So we're going to be practicing specific skills that will allow us to be more effective in the arenas where we tend to fall down, and we're also going to be talking about what are things that we already have that we may not even be using. And I also want us to think about negotiation as a much bigger thing than just, say, trying to get a higher salary. Negotiation is something that happens every single day, and every time a woman chooses not to engage, she's losing out, and she's putting herself, again, back from where she could be. Negotiation is everywhere. It's getting your kid to go to bed happily on time, and it's signing a $1 million contract, right? It's all about how we approach these situations and how are we willing to be improvisers in the moment so that we can be, again, adaptable and flexible no matter what happens and come out on top.
Yeah. Amen, sister. You just said it all right there. And currently I'm trying to negotiate with a dog who wants to go outside and doesn't understand that I am recording a podcast right now. So I will have to deal with that later. But Karen, this sounds so exciting and engaging. And so tell us, who should attend this workshop?
You know, I have to tell you, just about anybody. I've been doing this content and working in this arena for a long time now. And no matter where I present this, sometimes I may do it for early career women. You know, the leadership who happens to be in the room will walk up and say, oh my gosh, I've been in this career for 20 years and no one ever told me this stuff. So there was one time that I did it for upper-level career woman. There was only one woman in the entire room who said she felt like it was a lot of stuff that she knew.
Wow.
So, you know, anyone who feels like they want to get better and also hear different perspectives from the women in the room, it's highly discussion-based. We do a lot of exercises on our feet. We work together. It's not anything close to being just talked at. We're going to really hear from the women in the room and from each other, and we're going to work together.
Excellent. That sounds so exciting. So in addition to a three-hour action-packed interactive seminar, I think everyone's even getting a copy of your book, Go With It, Embrace the Unexpected to Drive Change. Is that's all pending?
Yeah, it's the new one. I know. It's the third book. ATD is my new publisher on that. I did two books with Barrett Kohler, which was an absolute blast, and then ATD asked me to do a book with them. Oh, and there's your dog. He's really wanting to go.
Ralphie would like to go to the conference and learn how to be a St. Bernard. He wants to improvise and learn how to deal with other doggies more and negotiate with doggies in the playground more effectively. maybe I will pay his tuition and bring him along. So your book
Lovely.
Is exciting. October 1st, Go With It, Embrace the Unexpected to Drive Change. It comes along with your registration fee of $295, for an action-packed, content-rich, three-hour seminar with Karen Huff on women in negotiation, developing powerful new skills using improv. So, Karen, any closing comments for attendees? Any advice you'd like to give the attendees?
You know, the one thing I hope they all walk out with is to ask. We're going to talk about the fact that women often don't ask for what they want or what they need, and we're going to really get deeply into that and understand how can we do that in a way that makes us feel comfortable and helps us to be in a better position no matter what we do. So if you want or need something, you need to understand how to ask and to do it often.
Thank you, Karen. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. I am so excited again. Thank you for extending all your talents to the HBA, for your support of the organization. We look forward to seeing everyone at Karen's pre-conference seminar on Monday prior to the HBA annual conference, which will be held in Philadelphia Marriott. Karen's seminar is from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. 3 hours. It will be the copy of her new book. And for more information on how to register, please go to the HBA website, www.hbanet.org. Thanks again, Karen, and have a great day.
Thank you, Julie. Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.